Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
And I'm Anna.
I'm like,
morning. Who am I? Who am I right now?
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. So
yeah.
How are things going,
well,
there, cousin?
It's going. I'm feeling a little, you know, a little tired. I've been staying up pretty late, just trying to get like my basic stuff done, like laundry. So, yeah. I didn't go to sleep until like 2. So
wow.
It's it's not like I had a ton of laundry, but heavy stuff like, you know, comforters and stuff like that needed extra time. So
there you go.
Anyway, yeah.
We're a lively group this morning. I've been up since like 6 o'clock.
I'm taking like little naps during the day because of watching Isabel. So
yeah,
that kind of throws me off a little bit. But I wrote in the write up today that, you know, Liz is going to be, she's traveling to New Mexico, or she's traveling to, I didn't say exactly where, but if you listen to the show, you know, she was going to New Mexico.
Yep.
So, and I was, you know, I was tempted, like, well, maybe I'll just cancel the show. But it's always good to chat with you. And I think it's just good to kind of get out of my, whatever my crazy non-routine is, and get, you know, have this one thing that I always do every week while I can. So I appreciate you. Thanks for stepping in.
Oh, sure. No problem. I enjoy it myself. It's kind of interesting because I think I've been thinking about, you know, doing more podcasts. I had started another one called Design Your Comeback, which is not on UER. And I did 5 episodes, and then the pandemic hit and all these other things started happening. So I haven't, you know, I actually have more episodes. I just haven't loaded them. And I was thinking about that, and I was talking with Anita, who's my co-host on Monday nights, and she's starting her own offshoot of a podcast as well. So it's interesting how this routine, like not being on the air or being on the air maybe once or twice a week is sort of like a picking a vitamin, you know, every week. It's like you want, even though we have taking inspired action. I don't want to use the term busy. I just want to use the term taking inspired action because it's the stuff of life. And then one of the things that I've realized is that life is meant to be lived, not just, you know, I think there's a lot of conversation around, you know, how are we going to survive in everything that's going on? And, you know, there's a lot of fear and there's a lot of worry and there's a lot of chaos going on in the world. So I think it's interesting how for me, my perspective is I've realized that I've got to live life. And I think that's a different kind of perspective, even though I think we do that, but that awareness of it, like, you know, just trying to get in the fullness of what life is and whatever that means for everybody. I mean, I'm not going to tell everybody that, you know, doing nothing and watching TV and eating bonbons is not the right way to live life, because if that's the way you want to live life, then that's the way you want to live life, right? Like, so these are like the little crazy things that, you know, of course, that have been popping up in my head, because it's like a lot of people question, or a lot of people say, you know, I'm scared. I've heard I'm scared right now because I don't, you know, either they don't have a job or they don't know if their job is going to continue. Or so it's a lot of it's based around fears around finance and money. And to me, that's been interesting because I've been in it, but I've also been watching and observing my actions and my thoughts. And it's kind of funny how, as I'm moving through this process as well, just trying to figure out, you know, what do I do with myself? You know, which direction do I want to go? It's how things take care of themselves. I don't know if you're finding that, but I'm finding that they just, I feel like I'm actually now doing a lot more than I was, and things are taking care of themselves. Like, how do I explain that? It's an interesting observation, and I have to kind of chuckle about it because it's like, it's easier, I guess is the word. Like, it flows. I don't know if that's right, but yeah, things just flow. And, you know, you and I have talked about kind of what my past, you know, 2 to 3 years have been, you know, up until really, and what's weird is my life up until the pandemic was in chaos. You know, I felt like I was in chaos.
Right.
And so, it's kind of interesting how it kind of took a pandemic for me to move in the direction that I want to go, or ease up on the things that I was concerned about or worried about or constantly trying to make right, in my perspective. And what you and a few other folks have said, you know, you can't do things for somebody else. I mean, you can do things, but you can't make somebody be a certain way or do things the way you want them to, because everybody has free will.
Right.
Yeah. So, coming full circle.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. It's, I was sitting down last night. I had dinner with some of the children, which was very pleasant. I must say it was very pleasant.
Good.
I enjoyed myself. And we'll be getting them for several days next week. I'm super excited.
Ooh.
And so that's happening, you know, like the ease of allowing the, you know, not being so, I don't see them and I want to see them. And the more I ease up on that, the more I actually step back from it, the more I'm allowed. I don't want to use that because that, you know, but you know what I'm saying? It's the allowing.
And the more it lines up that you're able to see them.
Right. So the less I beat that drum of not being able to see them, I actually get to see them and I get to spend time with them, and they get to stay with me on the lake next week. And I'm so happy and excited about that. And
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's using my own life, and I know you do this too, and we all do it. It's using our own lives as sort of the, you know, the observations and the places we come from. Like, I sat down last night at the end of the night, and I was thinking, you know, I'm right now in this moment, I'm really happy. And yesterday I started off my, I start every day with an appreciation. With a appreciation, gratitude, and the bigger I express that, the bigger things tend to happen in a really good way. And
nice.
I know Anita and I have been talking. You know, she's doing a you accepted the invitation to Earth Path Guide Facebook page, and she does little things like, oh, she's doing like a 1 week challenge right now to just speak positive thoughts and be appreciative and in gratitude. So this week I did start doing what I call big appreciations or big gratitudes. And so that could include even writing a note to somebody that you see and just, you know, saying, hi, I appreciate you, or sending a text message to a friend or some friends saying, you know, I was just doing my rampage of appreciation and I wanted to say I appreciate you, and maybe give them an example of why. You don't have to say why, but you just appreciate them. So little things like that, like start spinning the perspective of, you know, let me look out into the world and see how crazy things are happening, to what's going on inside me. Do I find peace? How do I find peace? Are there people around me that help me with that? Can I thank them? Can I appreciate them? You know what I'm saying? Like, find things to be positive about. And I think that's a big difference. I also noticed that a lot of my friends who are really caught up in the politics of things in the world, like really, not just, you know, I like this idea. We're talking people who get very emotional about it. I don't see them. I've actually tried to align with a couple of them and maybe do lunch or dinner, and it's not happening. Like, I don't, I'm not around them, and I'm noticing that. So I'm starting to really pay closer attention, and also paying attention to that internal, just the internal feelings and emotions, like, am I in a state of peace and love and, you know, gratitude and all that, and yeah, changing those mindsets. Anyway, I'm rambling.
That's good, though.
Good morning.
Good morning. That's good.
Yeah.
But it's, I think I realize that I don't usually hang out with a lot of people who are super political. And when I do, it's just not a conversation I've really ever engaged in. Even if it's stuff I agree with them with, it ends up, usually it's because we all kind of think along the same line. So it's not like there's any opposition.
Right. There's not a discussion to be had. Yeah.
Or when there have been maybe some points where there are disagreements, it's just so, it's exhausting to listen to. So
right.
I usually I'm not the only one either in my group. There's usually at least one other person where we just kind of look at each other and we have our own conversation. And it's just, I think there's a place for everything. And, you know, obviously people are going to talk about what they want to talk about. Mm-hmm. I think I like your take on things because we can always find something to nitpick about.
Yes.
Just as easily as we can find something to praise or find something that we can say, oh, I really like that. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was a little more challenging, handling, an almost 7-month-old, because she really doesn't want to do something. And anyone who has a kid, kid, I guess,
yeah.
But she really doesn't want to do something, she really will do everything in her power to not do it. Like, you know, and actually, even the way I'm saying it is different, because she really wants to do something. It's just something I don't want her to do, because, she could fall. Or, it's just her figuring out the boundaries of being in her body. And obviously I can't tell her that. Like, Isabel, if you wander to the edge of the couch, you will fall off. you can't tell her that. So it's like a little study and an exercise in going, or having resistance, because I'm the one resisting her from doing something that I think she's going to, it's going to hurt, or she's going to do something and it's showing up crying. I think really for me, it's got to the point where I just don't want her to cry. Even if she's just going to cry, right, but if I know if I can stop her from crying, then that's what I'm going to try to do. But in the back of my head, I'm thinking, but you know what? She's trying to figure out the boundaries of her body. And in reality, someone really won't always be around to, buffer her from taking a fall. Obviously you don't want to be like, okay, well, she's up on the cabinet right now. I want to see how she, handles the limitations of her body. I want to be smart about it, but I'm also dealing with parents who obviously don't want their kid to be crying. Like, why, there's a thud. What happened? She kind of hit her head, as she is wont to do. Because she likes to stand. She has kind of bypassed crawling. Like, that's for mortals. That's for, regular people. And she wants to stand. And then the next step, of course, is figuring out how to walk and then run and probably levitate. But she's just frustrated when she can't stay up. And so she starts crying. And, of course, she's going to topple over. She hasn't figured out how to place her feet. And she's used to like leaning on me because I'm always like hovering around her. It's just been interesting because I was like, I should be crying, but you know, by the end of the day, I'm like, I'm crying, I'm tired. But then I look at her, and you know, she's just trying to do the best she can, and just as I am. But she's rubbing her eyes, and she's trying to stay awake, and she's arching her back so she doesn't go to sleep. And I think, yeah, I can't imagine being like a single parent, which I know plenty of people who are, and they have more than one kid, you know. But it's just amazing to me that's the sort of care and attention, you know, just to keep your kid alive, you know, or just to keep your kid in good stead. And I end the day thinking, okay, well, you know, she probably will have a bump on her head. You know, I think she looks at me sometimes like, why didn't you let me stand up, or why are you oppressing me? But you know, the next day she sees me and it's like, hey, you're here. You know, she's just ready to do it all over again. So I see these everyday things of being in resistance, and I'm trying to just catch myself. You know, I've not really been a babysitter. I mean, Anna, your kids are the ones that I have spent the most amount of time with up until now. And they kind of handle themselves. I mean, even as little kids, you know, they were pretty, I won't say, you know, independent, but they were pretty low maintenance.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I need to make sure they're eating something, because they're like, they're just not even thinking about eating. I'm like, well, how has anyone eaten yet? Because I'm hungry. And, you know.
Well, to think about this with the kids, and think about us as adults. These kids, first of all, they're fearless, right? What they're doing. They're testing their boundaries, and they're just testing everything. They're building muscle. I mean, for them to stand, they have to build their leg muscles, their back muscles, and everything. So that's why she does what she does, mm-hmm. and she does it naturally. Mm-hmm. And here we are, mm-hmm. you know, trying. And I did the same thing. You know, I don't know if you remember me putting pillows on the floor, because Jaden would stand on the chair and he'd start toppling back and forth. And I'm like, he's going to hit the floor. And at some point, I need to let him hit the floor. Not in a hard, vicious way, but as it topples back, and I watched it happen, as he topples back, I could see his look on his face, but the pillow caught him, and he was like, it was like, oh, okay. So that's what that does. That's what happens when I do this. This is the, mm-hmm. you know, this is the result. And so they're learning all of that. I mean, that one of the interesting things is, you know, we try to protect them, and we want to, but we're here to experience life. And as adults, if we can take that as an example, we're here to experience life. How many people are so afraid of something, they don't even try.
Right.
They don't even put one step forward. So how many risk takers are out there? So if we can, I mean, I always watched Lil and Jay, and just, they were such a great example for me of moving forward and being fearless and taking steps, you know, and they were very, it's compared to a few kids that, you know, we had I had in my life, I don't anymore, but Steph had a little niece that was, I think she's a year older than Lily, and this child was all, I mean, you're talking about fearless. This kid, she was running on the walls, and I was like, whoa, you know. And so, and there are kids out there who do that. And I think a lot of these kids come in to teach us. They're in our lives to teach us something. And I always say they are our best teachers, because, you know, as a small child, we really didn't have fear. I mean, I have a friend of mine whose son has brittle bone disease. And when he was little, I mean, he was breaking a bone like every other day. So, and he would still do it. Even though this little guy was just going through all this stuff, he would still do it. I mean, he would just keep on keeping on, you know? And so it's amazing. They're resilient, and they're going to bounce back. And, you know, that's what the life experience is about. And I love that, you know, we learn from them. And like, while she's wiggling and moving and trying to do things, yeah, just think of it. It's, you know, she's got to build the muscles. I mean, if she doesn't, mm-hmm. that's an issue. One of the things that I was talking to with a couple of folks was about the facial recognition, you know, everybody's wearing a mask now. So when people are out and about and in public, you know, communication has not been the easiest when you're mm-hmm. talking to somebody. You're in a mask, they're in a mask. We don't realize that we rely so much on facial expression and watching mouths. And I thought that was interesting, like the children who are growing up in this world where when they're out and about, they don't see any expressions. They can't see your lips moving. They can't see any of that. So there's going to be this whole different group of children that are coming into the world. And at some point, there will be a cause and effect of that. We don't know yet what that is. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you know, or the kind of the isolation, because Isabel doesn't go out. I mean, she doesn't, you know, they're not socializing her the way we socialized our kids. I mean, we were out at lunch with our kids almost every day. Mm-hmm. And we had them in a work environment with other people every day. So a lot of the kids are going to, you know, it's a little bit of a different thing that's happening in the world if you think about that too, because you know, kids don't see facial expressions. That's why when I did, you know, I have yet to hold Isabel, but I met her from afar and I made sure to take my mask off because I want her to see my face. I want her to see my facial expressions because it's so important. We don't think about it, but as an adult now, I just, you know, at some point I'm just like, sorry, I'm taking off this mask. I have to talk to you because I can't talk to you with this mask on. You have a mask on, so you're good. I'm going to take mine off. I'm going to talk to you, and then I'll put my mask back on.
Right.
Can't do it. I just, you know, it's not easy. It's muffled, and it's distracting. And, and, you know, I mean, if somebody can speak you express yourself. If you're speaking clear and loud enough, it's fine. But there's so many people, out there that mumble. It's like, don't mumble. I need to hear you.
I agree because I think, and I've seen it like when I go out to, you know, like to get food, you know, get it picked up and just even the ordering process, you know, it's that, like, well, I don't know if that's what I ordered. But just to clarify, you know, I ordered this. And then for them to talk to their team members, half the time they're having to take off their masks because in that environment, it's not easy. It's loud. There's a lot happening. So the natural thing is to take off your mask and to speak. And people are looking at your mouth and the whole face and the whole body and saying, oh, okay, that's what you meant. So I think you're right. I think it's interesting to see what kids like Isabel, like how are they going to, what are they picking up on? That's going to be different. I think we've talked about, I know I've talked about it over the years where like people 20, 30 years younger than I am, they're much more comfortable expressing themselves, or what we think of as expressing themselves through text or email, but face to face, it's really hard for them. Like they would not choose a face to face like conversation if it's a difficult one. They'd rather do it through email or text. And now things are a little different because there is no opportunity, or there's not much of an opportunity to be face to face in person. It's face to face via camera. So you only get a portion of what you can see. Like you usually just see like the head, shoulders and head, and that's it. And then you have people like babies that will only see face, you know, but the eyes, and that's it because of the masks. So I think that's going to be interesting to see what, because it's not about what's being said, right? It sounds, but what's being said, but also
just the expression.
It's a different way of looking at energy versus, you know, what you see, it'll be what you feel.
Yeah, it's a more profound and intuitive like the intuitive, because they say when one sense kind of weakens, then something else comes up. And I think these kids are going to get more of their spidey sense, as we say. It's more intuitively what someone is saying or thinking or whatever, and they're going to get that. And I think that's pretty interesting, you know, going into what we call a state of transformation and how the world is changing right now. And, you know, we believe that it's transforming into something more beautiful and wonderful than it has ever been. And that includes us being able to intuitively tune in to people around us and tune in to the energies around us in a good way. And it's not, I think a lot of people, as they're trying to understand this, it's, you know, we used to really focus on discussing law of attraction, which I love talking about. And law of attraction to me is a limited term based on all the things that we now know. Like, we've expanded and grown so much in our energy that we understand that, yes, law of attraction is part of it. And it's just, that's just the natural integrated way and how we're being in this world. Every single human attracts and repels. So that's based on your energy. And when people can get that and understand that, that's what we're talking about. Because if you are afraid of something, if you have fear, you are actually attracting that into your life. And when you can let that go, you actually release it so it doesn't cut into your life. You know, stuff's going to happen because we're human. We're not going to have a perfect, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday. Oh, if life were perfect, it would be a bit boring. You know,
it'd be a lot boring.
It'd be a lot boring, right? Because it's like, you know, people were asking me, because my truck is in the shop right now getting a new transmission, and people are like, oh, my God. You know, it's like, oh, my God, yeah. How much is that costing you? Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Are you going to, do you have a way to get around? Oh, my God, how do you function? Oh, my, you know, it's just, there's a lot of drama around it in some cases. You know, I'm getting text messages from people that were like, you know, do you need me to come pick you up? Do you need me to help you? You know, I love that. Lots of help, lots of love, and a lot of questions about it. And it's like, you know what? It is what it is. I love my truck. There's a reason why Gabby, her name's Gabby. There's a reason why Gabby's transmission went out. I can't tell you really what that is. I'm sure that gift will show itself to me. At the same time, she needs a transmission. I have the means to put a new transmission in there. I have a guy who does a really good job, and he's going to do that. I'm excited about it. You know, so that's just an example of how life is. And it's like, I'm not going to question, you know, the money that has to come out of my savings, or I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no, it is what it is. And so, you know, you got to put gas in your car. Don't complain about the gas prices. If you want to get around and you put gas in your car, be thankful you have a gas station on every corner to be able to put gas in your car. So these are like subtle little energetic shifts that really change your, I will tell you, they change your life. Because you can scream and yell at traffic. You can do all that. It only affects you. It doesn't affect the traffic. It's just gonna be there if you focus on it and yell at it. But I'll tell you what, I mean, I go through traffic and I talk to my mom and I'm like, I'm preceding it, Mom. Just give me a path. I don't care. I can do 25 miles an hour. I'm good with that. Show me the path. Show me the way. And that happens now all the time. And I can get from one side of town to the other in very minimal time. And I've been, it's like, I laugh because it's crazy energy. And it's like, you could just see it parting. You could see the path. Go to the left lane. Move, you know, what path. You know, it's all there for us, folks. It's all there. And that's what I keep saying. It's like, you know, trust that energy. That's you. It's you. It's your power. It's your energy. So trust that energy. And you know, like Anita and I keep talking, it's like, it's what you say and how you say it. You know, it's like, oh my God, it's, I kind of chuckle because I do, what is it? T-Mobile. Oh, I did. I used to be with Sprint, and I guess they got bought by T-Mobile. And so, there's a little bit of advertising there somewhere, but anyway, they have this Tuesday, T-Mobile Tuesdays, and they have a fuel card, 10 cents off for Shell, right? Fuel anybody using their fuel card. So you can download the little code and put it in. Now, I've had this app actually for about two years now, because it's with Winn-Dixie, it's with Shell, it's with all these, like, I have friends who use my phone number when they go to Shell and they get 5 cents off. So it's kind of funny how that abundance flows again, you know, because I'm not a coupon person at all. I'm one of those people, because I feel like coupons make you buy things that you don't want to buy necessarily, but you have a coupon, so you buy it. So, like, so I don't do that. But this is kind of funny, because my dad shops at the WD in Alabama. So I just got a card because you get great prices. You go in there and get great prices if you've got this card. So anyway, but what I'm saying is those abundance things happen because T-Mobile has 10 cents off. We'll give you that code. And I'm like, oh, I already have the card. I might as well just get the code loaded onto my card. Boom, I'm ready to go. So I love that. So now my gas is, you know, if it's $1.95, it's $1.85 or $1.80. So all those little things roll themselves out. So, you know, I've been really appreciative and thankful. And my Shell station that I use when I'm in Alabama has gloves and hand sanitizer. And, you know, so I'm like laughing because I'm like, everything is there for me. Everything is set up for me. I mean, I did a tour for you, a couple of tours for you last weekend. And since Gabby's in the shop, I was like, I don't have my little goodie box of all my things. And you're like, oh, here's some wipes. Here's some, you know, you're like, just here you go. Abundance. It just flows. You know, when I say abundance, I don't mean just money. I'm talking about stuff. I have, you know, stuff. We all have stuff. So, I think that's funny because everybody I know, everybody I've been staying with lately is cleaning out stuff. They are packing it up. They are shipping it. They are donating it. They are. I helped a friend take a load of stuff down to Goodwill. What day was that when I came back? What was that? What is today? Today's Thursday. It's like, I tell you what, it's like days are like all folding into each other. But yeah, we went to Goodwill, I think it was Monday, and dropped off a whole truckload of stuff. So it's like you know, one person moves the stuff out and another person picks it up. You know, it's a cycle. It's cyclical. Mm-hmm. It just goes. And if you think about it, nothing ever disappears. It just transforms energetically. Mm-hmm. You know? So I don't know. I'm just like, my awareness and my thinking is so out there sometimes, because I'm like, it's and I feel like I've come a long way. It's like, and I'm so happy to be, I would honestly so happy to be in this state, just this state of joy and peacefulness, you know? And do I get mad sometimes? Sure. Do I get angry? I mean, do I get sad sometimes? Yes, I do. I tell you what, there are days when I miss my kids so much. It's like I just have to go outside and sit in the grass or hug a tree or something and just breathe. and it's okay. You know, it's like this is part of the process. You know, the part of it I have to bless. It's like, okay, you're good. You love them. You're sending them love. You know, it's like you go through this whole process. And it's like I can't force somebody to, again, we started the show, be a certain way, do things the way I feel comfortable. You know, when that doesn't happen, I'm not going to be able to always be in that person's life, you know? And I think, you know, it's a sad thing. And it was a sad thing for a long time, especially when you've spent so much time with somebody. But at the same time, I appreciate her for, you know, growing me, helping me grow me. I've got to turn that around too. There's a growth and expansion that has come from all of this. There is a peacefulness that has come from all of this. There is a blessing and gifts that have come from all of this. And, you know, I'm excited to see as my sister keeps saying, you know, your life's going to be different every 6 months. Every 6 months, your life is going to change, Anna. And I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. And I said, I'm so excited to see what's coming up. You know, like, my next 6 months is like, you know, so yeah, it's good. I mean, I know with you, you're watching Isabel and you are just, you're beaming and you're just in love because I know that feeling and she is so gorgeous. I mean, I show her picture. I mean, I'm showing my kids. Well, these are my kids. and this is my junior cousin, you know. And so she gets passed around at restaurants and different friends' houses. So and I was like, oh, she's so beautiful. Oh my God. And those that know you, I'm like, yeah, this is what's taking Elisa's attention right now. And they're like, oh my God, she's so gorgeous, you know. So fun stuff. We've got those babies in our lives. We just love those babies. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. Right. I mean, yeah, I am glad that someone else had her. And
yep.
You know, like I'm very thankful that it happened, because I think this happened when Jaden was born. I've never thought about having kids. It was just not. I think there were things that I knew that were expected of me, but I mean, even that first step of like, you want me to marry a man, really? Like, that was like hurdle number one. So, and having kids, you know, I never had to really babysit anybody until I was a lot older. So I think that worked out well, because I was ready to, you know, feel like, okay, well, that's cool. I can maybe do this. But that need to have a kid, it was not like, ooh, I got to have a kid. I kind of liked having my freedom. I liked being the baby of my family. So, you know, kind of keep it that way. But but now that I'm older, I can appreciate the sort of power that comes with being the baby, whether you're the first baby or the true baby, like the last baby of the family. There's a lot of attention, and I see that. There was a moment last night before I was leaving where Isabel was surrounded by all of us, by her parents and by me, and she was just soaking it up. Like, she was just looking around. Is everyone looking at me? Can everybody see me? You know, like, can you see me? And she's in that awareness mode now. Now she does like the she likes to look around. Usually if you're holding her, she doesn't really pay attention to you. Like, she just knows that there's somebody holding her up. But then when you give her to somebody,
hello, I think I lost her there. There you go.
Oh, sorry, my phone. Yeah, you know, we're both on T-Mobile, so what can you do? Also a product placement and a plea for help. But
you're so spot on.
So she, if you're that close to her, she can't really see you and acknowledge you the way she acknowledges you when there's some distance. So like, if you're holding her, that's why most people, like Alvin and Sarah, my brother and sister-in-law, like to say, oh no, here, you hold her. You hold her so she can look at me and you know, she won't look at you if you're holding her, you know? So I think it's really funny that even in that little exercise, that realization is like, sometimes when you're so close to somebody, they don't really see all the things that you do. They don't even see you. They just assume, like Isabel pretty much always assumes that she's never going to fall. I don't think she realizes it's because I'm holding her up or because someone's like, you know, hovering around her and making sure she doesn't fall. So when she does fall, it's such a shock. And she, I don't know, I think she's just crying. It's not like she's blaming anybody. She's just like, you know, I'm not on my feet again. How come? Why is that? I think it's just really funny, because the moment she sees you, even though you've been holding her all day, it's like she hasn't seen you at all. She's like, oh,
yeah,
there you are. Where have you been? I'm like, oh my God, I've spent like 9 hours with you. but you like getting the smiles, right? You like getting that reaction,
yeah.
Because it's adorable.
Yeah.
But in the day to day, like I was feeling a little, as Liz would say, extra crispy yesterday. I was really tired. And then, you know, to deal with a fussy baby makes it even more exhausting. But I had to like take some deep breaths. Like, I get it, you know, because she wasn't going to go to sleep. And I'm like, I will gladly take your nap for you, but someone's got to watch you. So, and that's my job. So I can't do that. But I had to, I'm, you know, obviously very aware of my energy. And I'm like, well, you know, if I'm frustrated, I'm frustrated. I don't want to take it out on her. So I, you know, I would do, I'll do whatever I need to do to calm down for a moment and then try to get it settled so that she will also settle down. It's been an interesting exercise because, you know, it's like she kind of powers through everything. She's a one, Anna, like you are. And and knowing this, I'm like, oh, well, you know, there you go. Of course, she's going to go head first. It's interesting because she's a one, but you know, she's a Pisces. So head to toe, you know, head and feet. I always try to remind her about her feet. And I say, yeah, get your feet underneath you. If you're standing, so you're not, you know, she does these weird things with her feet right now, stance wise. And so I try to direct her attention to her feet and her knees and her hips, you know, I said to hold this. I talk to her just like I'm talking to you. I mean, I've always done that with your kids, with all babies. I've just talked to them.
Yes,
like
we don't baby talk. Yeah.
We don't really do baby talk there. And so it's funny because I look at her sometimes and she just has that look like she's taking it all in. I'm like, okay, she gets it, you know, and then she falls over, but whatever, you know, it's okay. But I just find it very fascinating. So yeah, she definitely takes up my time. And in between that, I'm also running a business, you know, in our busy season. So no big deal. In the wee hours of the night, I do laundry. That's sort of how that's how my day has been.
You squeeze it in when you can. Yeah.
Right.
It totally happens.
You do what you can.
You do what you have to do. Well, I mean that, and I say that, but at the same time, it's kind of like, oh yeah, well, I'll just do that. You know, when it pops into your head, like I totally have a calendar book now. And I write things down. I make notes about my day and things like, I mean, not only when I have to have an appointment or something, you know, most people use their phone, which I do. I set a lot of alarms on some days because I don't like my days kind of blend. So I just want to know, you know, oh, today I have a call at 11:15. Okay, great. So I have an alarm at, you know, 11:05 that alarms me and I wake up. I go, oh, but, you know, when I say wake up, I steer from what I'm doing. I look at my book and it'll say 11:15, call with Pete. Okay, great. I'm going to do that today. You know, so I think we get lost in our stuff. I don't want to say you get lost in your love. You get lost in your creativity. You get lost in your peace or whatever it is. With you, I know you can get lost with Isabel and go, oh, yeah, I do have some work I have to do.
Yeah. Right.
And then trying to find that space and time and allowing, and then if you can recognize that Isabel will fall asleep and you're like, oh, this is the time. Okay, I'm going to go do it. So it's acknowledging that as a positive and a blessing and a way to move through and navigate your day to day. And so instead of having it as a, oh my God, you know, I wish this kid would take a nap so I could get some work done. You can change it to, I appreciate the fact that she is taking a nap and I can get some work done, you know, so that kind of thing, because again, back to perspective and how we feel and how we look at it, because once we understand that we create this, we create our moments in time, we create our experiences, we create who we're flowing through life with. And so that's the question. Who are you flowing through life with? Here's the funny part. I'm doing this job, this J-O-B, and going along throughout my day. And I'm doing this, but I also still doing the graphics and some coaching and some that. You know, I'm doing all kinds of stuff. It's great. And that's me, I think, as a crazy one and a crazy five, that I like change. I don't like doing the same thing over and over again. Well, I got a call on, I think it was Tuesday, or I got a message that said, hey, call me. It was from one of my coworkers. And so basically the conversation was, and I had no, this company is so funny. I don't know like how to check my status, you know, am I doing okay? You know, what they're just like, they just go along. Everything's just chugging along. Well, the young lady that called me showed me where to look, and she's like, where are you? And I said, well, I'm on the number 3 for, you know, having handled the most things on this website. And she said, yeah. And she said, you know, you've only been with us a couple months, and maybe you just want to pace yourself a little bit. I'm like, I am pacing myself. Like, I am totally pacing. I'm like, really? How, I mean, it's easy. This process is so easy. And it's like, okay. And so I said, nobody ever said what your expectations were. I didn't know if I was underachieving, overachieving. I don't know. And I haven't worked with a crew like this in, you know, 30 years. So, well, I take that back. When were we all working together? 2007. So it's been about, still a long time, 13 years, right? Working with a crew of people. And so, So I'm like, all right, cool. And so, you know, it was funny when you were like, hey, can you do the show? And I'm like, yeah, I can do the show. It's like, well, technically I'm online, but, you know, no, I can do the show. Pacing myself. So, apparently I was number 3 and to the 3rd for the top achievers.
Wow.
I see what you're saying. So, yeah. So, and I've only been there. What she was saying was, you know, as we go through and we're looking at all the information on this website, that at some point they're going to want you to go faster. They're going to want you to do things quickly. And once you learn the processes, and I love learning processes, you know, and I'm like, yeah, okay, that was cool. I know how to do that now. I want to know. It's like when I come across it, it's like, well, how does this work? You know, how do we change this on the website? How do we? So I'm learning as I'm going. So I like that. So I thought it was funny. I thought the conversation, because I'm thinking, oh, my God, what? I totally screwed something up on the website, right? No, I didn't. I didn't. Actually, I was doing really well on the website, and I was like, hey, chill out a little bit. So I thought that was funny. I was like, all right, yeah, I can do that. I can do that for you. So I handled, just check that off your list. I'll handle it. But I did have just want to let you know, I have the Mystical Shaman Oracle card deck, and
ooh.
I have pulled a few cards for us this morning if you'd like me to share
Please.
That information. Yeah, cool, cool. So the first card I pulled, as you were talking about your niece, was the Tree of Life, which is just a beautiful card. But it's the Tree of Life is it's a sacred symbol throughout America. So in deep roots, reach into the lower world, the unconscious, while its branches reach to the heavens. It sounds like our masterminds, doesn't it?
Yeah,
to be whole in your life's journey, it's important to have deep roots and high branches. A tall tree with shallow roots falls in the first wind, but a tree with deep roots can weather any storm. It invites you to find health and balance in your life. Reflect on how you dance with your actions, your thoughts, and your feelings. And if you're too much in your thinking head or in a world of fantasy and daydreaming, connect more with your roots and physical body. If you are caught in mechanical doing and you are feeling stuck, not able to imagine a better life for yourself, open yourself up to be inspired by the heavens and let your roots and branches be aligned with your heart's longing. I love that. And that's kind of what we were talking about, because I think people stop dreaming. And so this is a reminder to, you know, dream of what it is that you want in your life, because we create it. So, you know, some of the questions you can ask are, what nutrients do you need to add to your own soil to grow strong? So what is that? Is it, you know, finding a group of people to hang out with, conversations to be had? So the seed of the oak will not grow on a barren ground or without the light of the sun. So what dreams do you want to awaken to create a mindful destiny? Reflect on how you want to blossom, the kind of fruit you want to produce, and where you want to sow your new seeds. Be a conscious creator. So that's what we've been talking about pretty much the whole show, and watching babies be conscious creators. Yay! And then, of course, the Beloved card. Oh, the Beloved card. It's the recognition of spirit in another. And that's what we've been talking about, especially with our kids and our you know, for you, your little niece, and for me, my kids. And, of course, we swap it out. You know, they're your niece and nephew. Back and forth.
Right.
So, so we have, and a lot of, and everyone knows somebody that has a baby or a kid, you know, so
Right.
So it's a recognition, recognizing that spirit in another. And maybe they are a wild child, but just recognize that spirit in them and moving towards spirit through another. It's when divine happens to us in the form of our child, our partner, our friend, and we experience being in that state of love. You know, I think people say, oh, I'm so in love, but they're so, to me, sometimes that can be so surfacey. So really, really, it's about divining through the spirit of someone. So as we grow, we start to recognize the beloved in everyone. And that's so important, right? Not confusing their personality with their divine nature. So it's really connecting with their spirit, their energy. So accept the invitation to learn through the path of love and expand your being through the union with another, be it friends, family, parents, children, all that good stuff. When you recognize the beloved in another, you call forth their highest and purest nature. Follow the path of love. So the medicine, the shaman card I love because it always has a medicine, which is be careful with romantic love, the kind of love you fall. So you fall in and out of. Own all the projections you have placed upon the person you are dreaming of. Remember that they are only mirroring back your own deep longings rather than revealing their true selves. There's an interesting perspective. Right? If you fail to notice this, be prepared to walk through the fire of strong emotions once again. Ooh, that was powerful.
Ooh, you may need to send that one to me. That's pretty interesting. Yeah,
I'm going to take that. I'll put those on our page, too. So if you fail to notice this, be prepared to walk through the fire of strong emotions. Wow, that's not heavy. It's just good. I got to think on that one. That one's like, woo, very strong stuff. Yeah, so
wow,
how cool is that? Yeah. I'll send you both of those, and I'll post them, too. So we'll have them.
I like those cards.
Yeah, those are really cool. I love these cards. I've been playing with them for the last couple of days, and they're not only beautiful, but they're you know, it's I love how, to me, that it's confirmation of our conversation, confirmation of what we're already talking about, and just
right.
And even allowing us to really sense it on a deeper level, and I think the world kind of needs that right now, you know. You know, we need it, and the world needs it. So, just beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. So that's my input. That's my input for today. Yep. See ya. Bye-bye.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah.
I haven't really played with any of my cards. I haven't had time, honestly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've continued to listen to more of the shaman, you know, podcast, I guess, is what's on Hay House. So that's something that, you know, you and I have touched on, excuse me, offline a little bit. So that's what I listen to on my, I actually have a commute to work now. So that's what I listen to in the mornings and then on the way back. And then I'm done because if I listen to it any other time, I'll just fall asleep in my bed. But I think this whole getting back to nature or including that, like, has helped me because even with Isabel, when she gets really fussy, I'll go outside with her, and she calms down immediately.
Right.
And she's totally distracted. She's just, you know, looking at everything and just taking it all in. And listening to birds and watching cars go by, but just being outside, and it feels completely different. Like she zones out, and it's wonderful.
Right.
So I know how important it is every day to be able to go outside at some point, even if it's just on the deck. You know, I'm not traipsing around in the backyard. I think I'll bring extra shoes for that just in case, because, you know, they have a dog. So I do. They have such a nice backyard. But I love either learning or remembering that I knew these things, you know, as I'm spending my day watching my niece. It's very simple things.
Mm-hmm.
And it really puts things in perspective. And, you know, I look at you, like, you've got your job and I look at what I'm doing, which I still have, you know, I have plenty of jobs too. And it's making that difference and realizing, like, and this is something I saw when I was in my corporate job. I saw people just putting so much energy into whatever the crisis of the moment was. And then I know, because I lived with the person I was dating when we were working at the same company in the same, you know, department. I knew what it was like to come home, and you know, we still talked. We still brought our work home with us. And now people are working from home, so you're definitely, you know, right. You're definitely home and you're working. And so you know, the quality of life, as I saw, you know, 20 years ago, the quality of life. This is very different, and what we think of as quality is different, you know, our takes on that. And I knew then that wasn't the environment I wanted to be in, but I didn't know what it was going to look like, because that's what we know. This is what our parents did. You know, this is pretty much what is expected of us. Realize now more than ever that, you know, I'm having to create what that life is for me. And I know it makes it, in some cases, some things are just unrelatable for others, because they are never going to get out of that mindset. It's too scary. And right. For me, like, I think with you, the same thing, it's like you picked a job that allows you a lot more freedom,
right,
to do what you need to do. So
right.
That there's that, you know, and it comes with all the other, you have kind of like one foot in and one foot out, because you know what it's like to
right.
to be on the other side of that, or something so opposite. And
right.
And I think so much is changing our expectations, our my expectations, I don't know about everyone else's. I think everyone else is kind of looking at their lives very differently, but yeah, there are just things that I'm piecing together for myself, and I obviously have reserved the right to change my opinion, but I knew fundamentally that the things that most people do in their day-to-day is not what I wanted to do, or I would even say the energy that they put into what they're doing, which is mostly work, is not how I wanted to live. And so far, so good.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm looking at interpersonal relationships. I'm looking at, you know, I'm, of course, I'm looking at stuff I'm doing for my job.
Right.
But, you know, I can't be so bogged down in
mm-hmm.
what most people think of as, oh, that's important. You need to have that. I'm like, do you? Do you really? I understand pictures that everyone wants to lead a healthy life. But let's look at what's really healthy, you know, is grabbing
yeah.
fast food every day for like almost yeah. 3 meals a day. Is that healthy? Is,
mm-hmm.
you know, multitasking all the time. Is that healthy? So,
you talk about that. Those are serious questions that I've asked myself, because when I was offered this this job, I don't, you know, it was definitely not a no. And I was like, because I was told to send my resume, so it was a referral. And I think I intuitively sensed, like, what is that? You know, let me try it. And as I was having the conversation with the gentleman, we were talking, and I was like, it just felt kind of sleuthy and kind of fun. Like, you know, I don't know why, because I asked myself that first week, you know, let me tap into this. And like, why did you say yes to this? And then it's like, well, you know, why? And then it's like, I heard, why not? Because it goes back to the experiences that you have in life. I've not worked for a company, anybody, you know, actually as an employee in over 30 years. So I'd never
right.
had this experience where, you know, I hear my sister talk about the office and talk about people in the office and things that are going on in the office and stuff. And not that I want to be in a cubicle at all by any means, But then again, look what aligned. This is a remote position. I can make my hours anytime I want. There are certain parameters that have to happen within what I'm doing, which is fine. But it's like, it's almost like it's my left brain getting the workout now instead of my right brain, you know, like my left
right.
brain going, yay, you know, yay, I get to be sleuthy and I get to, you know, figure things out. And then of course I'm still doing my creative stuff. It's like, as it goes along, it's like, wow, it all lines up for me. And, you know, I go back to that. It's all lining up for me. And I tell everybody they should say that. You are where you are, and it's okay, and everything lines up for you. Because when you start making those statements, you know, those I am statements, that stuff works. You know, I'm like, that's just, it's how it lines up. So it's kind of interesting how your needs are always met. They might not be met in ways that you would have thought of, but it's equal to or better than in some cases. Now, the reasoning why this is showing up for me, I don't know. I've had conversations with 4 or 5 of my coworkers now, and they're wonderful and pleasant, and they've showed me, you know, different things and on the website and stuff, so it's kind of cool. It's just different. Again, it goes back to that experience. It goes back to, having a different experience in life than, you know, as the artist and creator. I mean, activity in this job, there will be. There's potential. I've already had a discussion of where I will possibly be moving into with this company. And, there's possibility of writing copy. There's possibility of helping with, advertising. And that's all part of me is like, I don't want that right now. I've had people refer. I had somebody call me the other day and said, hey, I'm on a neighborhood group and a bunch of people are starting their own businesses and they all need logos. Do you want me to refer them? And I said, no. And I said no, because I want to work with people. The people that I'm working with now are people that I know. I'm, you know, maintaining a couple of websites. I'm finding joy when I get to sit down and design a website. I find absolute joy in it because I'm not being forced to do it, and it is what it is. And I'm like, but I love to sit down. Like I was talking to you the other day, let's sit down and hash it out. I mean, just do it. Just get it done, you know. So I think that's the difference. I've been able to, like with Anita, I just went up to her house and we sat on a Saturday and we just kicked it out. So, and then with the graphics, like, you know, I've been working on a couple of like really crazy t-shirt designs for a couple of folks and, you know, the phone calls and it's like, we got to wrap it up guys, because our deadline's coming up to get it to press. And so, you know, pushing them, I don't necessarily like that aspect of it. I just, it happens, and this is the third design I've done for them in the past 6 weeks. So, it happens, but this is the most complicated one, and so I see why they're going back and forth. But in the same time, it's like, all right, yeah, we're going to have some of these that are, you know, have the stuff, the contrast, right? But it's okay. How does this grow me? You know, how is this going to grow me as a person? How does this push me to be a better graphic artist or be a little more creative, be a little more open to, changes. And again, I got to go back to that is your true nature. You love this stuff and just move forward. And so, again, mindset, conversation, how you talk to yourself. Yeah, it's all good. I love you, cousin.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for sharing this time with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. So we will wrap it up. I know Liz will be back on Tuesday, and of course you're always welcome to join in. She's going to probably regale us with her stories of being in New Mexico. I'm hoping it's a good time. It's a safe trip and all that. But in the meantime, if you do need to reach us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And we are back on Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time. I will say I appreciate all of you. Thank you for always joining us. Appreciate you, of course, cousin, because you just inspire me all the time and how you live your life. So anyway, I hope everyone has that kind of inspiration around them and that they are also inspiring to others. Let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Love you. Bye.